The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. I am a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com, and with me is trusty editor Candace Gibson. Candace, is it editor or editrix?
I'm going to go with editrix just because it sounds authoritative, and I'm feeling pretty authoritative today because I've got a really weird question for you, and I already know the answer. Can I, assuming I'm a man, feel pregnant when my wife is?
The answer is a resounding yes, at least from anecdotal evidence. We're talking about Couvade or Couvade syndrome, first described by Hippocrates, I believe, in 300 BC, correct?
That's right. And if you don't feel like whipping out your French, you could also call it false pregnancy or sympathetic pregnancy. And essentially what happens is a man develops pseudocyesis, which is a swollen belly, this phantom belly, as though he's actually carrying a child. And now I've heard about men succumbing to their pregnant wives' cravings and them also wanting chocolate shakes and french fries at 3 a.m.
But, well, who doesn't?
Well, naturally, I do every day. But when you get that phantom belly, I think you're going a step too far. You're really stealing your wife's thunder, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's one of the theories behind Couvade syndrome is that the man has developed a rivalry with his wife. He wants in on the attention, the action, the, you know, just the glamour of being pregnant.
And it's worth mentioning, too, no men choose to develop phantom pregnancy any more than they choose to develop man breasts. This is a psychosomatic condition, and it's brought on by this emotional attachment or maybe confusion with all these changes that are happening. And it's also very important to mention, too, that this isn't something exclusive to men. It happens to women who maybe have had a miscarriage in the past or they've lost a child and they have this extreme emotional need to actually bear a child again. And there's actually a pretty famous case of this. Have you heard of Bloody Mary?
I have, actually. The woman where if you stand in the mirror and you say your name how many times fast?
I'm not going to tell you because you're going to try to do it. I don't want to lose her on How Stuff Works.
But yes, I have heard of Bloody Mary.
Well, apparently one of the reasons she was so bloody, reputedly, is because she had this syndrome. She either had a lot of bad runs with miscarriages or she couldn't actually bear her children. And so she took her aggression out in a pretty violent way. And when women get this condition, a lot of times it results in more serious consequences than men. Because when men have it, I think they know innately they're not going to actually give birth to a child when all is said and done. It goes away after the woman gives birth. Things get back to normal. But for women, at the end of the gestation period, they expect to see a baby. Lisa Montgomery was a woman who had a pretty extreme case of Couvade syndrome. In December 2004, she actually murdered a woman who was pregnant. She cut open her womb and removed her unborn child because she felt very proprietarily that was her baby. She should have that baby.
That was a bad day for everyone.
Indeed.
My big problem with sympathetic pregnancy is this. You know, obviously with Lisa Montgomery cases, that's pretty serious stuff. But specifically with men, it's psychosomatic. And it is across the board in every case. This isn't a physical malady. It's basically a mental disorder to a certain degree. And it is psychosomatic. It's the mind playing tricks on the body. That seems logical enough, but the thing is the medical community hasn't really established a clear link yet, although I think they're hot on the trail with electrolytes and hormones. What do you think about psychosomatic conditions? Should people with them be pitied? Should they basically just be smacked around and told to get over themselves?
Well, I'm not really sure because I'm no psychiatrist, but it does make for pretty great TV. Did you see the episode of Grey's Anatomy with the man who had this?
No, I didn't. But I did watch Law & Order SVU, where a homeless woman had several children taken by the state, and she developed Cuvade syndrome. It made for moving television, I'll tell you that.
The good news is, because this is in the media and more people know about it, there are ways for people to get help. You can get counseled. You can go see a psychiatrist. There are ways that you could sit down with your wife and talk about the feelings that you're having and see if maybe you can reach a level ground where she understands what you're going through and she's equally as sympathetic to your condition as you are to hers, all the while you're fetching her pickles and ice cream.
Yes, well, clearly what you're saying is that this could conceivably be worked out just by talking about it, which, you know, indicates it is a psychosomatic condition. It's the mind exerting some sort of authority over the body and causing physical symptoms. The bottom line for all this is if you do have Cuvade syndrome, seek help. Seek it fast.
And be sensitive to people who have it.
And be sure to read Can I Feel Pregnant When My Wife Is on HowStuffWorks.com. It could save your life.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line, thanks to Visible. It's true. So switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.